Hey guys, this is Trevor Probant. This is the Land Investing Dirt Road to Wealth podcast. Today is the 30th of April, 2024. Today, I want to talk about something that I like to call, when did you give up on your dreams? Right? We all had dreams. We all had thoughts and plans of what we wanted to do and be part of in this world, right? We all had thoughts and plans and dreams of all the things we wanted to do. Some of them were childish and, you know, we all fell victim to, you know, oh, well, little Timmy, you're not tall enough to play in the NBA, right? Oh, little Susie, you're not smart enough to become a doctor, right? Oh, Jim Bob. Yeah, your family's, you know, comes from a bunch of welders. There's probably no way that you'll ever become a CEO of a large corporation, right? And we fell for it. You fell for it. I fell for it. We all fell for it. And again, I wanted to be a professional football player. That was not going to happen. Hell, couldn't even make a team and a Big 12 school, right? So that dream died. Dream of becoming an orthopedic surgeon. I killed that one, but that's neither here nor there, right? But when did you give up on that thing, right? When did you say, or when did you let someone tell you, or when did you let some hardship tell you that you couldn't do it? Think about it. I want you to literally think about the day you gave it up. I want you to think about the day you gave it up. That day should terrify you. I remember sitting outside of the practice facility in Lubbock. And I had practiced harder, done more extra work than anybody I knew. Right? I wanted to be the best linebacker football player possibly could. Now, I remember sitting there after not making it. And being okay, but actually not being okay. A little curb there, right? Right next to the kind of like the little halfway blocked out the fencing that they have. And I remember sitting there off university in a little parking lot that was also for the bubble and everything else. I remember sitting there. It was in the springtime. And going, you're not good enough. You're never going to be good enough. Right? All these guys have so much more talent than you. All these guys are taller, faster, stronger, played bigger football as far as classification, right? Had higher competition. All of these guys, because they're better at a particular task on the football field, are better than you. That was a hard pill to swallow. I remember sitting there crying on the curb. People driving by, No one out. No one gave a fuck. Big blonde dude sitting on the curb crying to himself. Those are the days that we die, and those are the days that we're born. A piece of us dies. I'm sure you had yours too. I'm sure you had a relationship that went bad, that you thought was going to be the best thing ever. I'm sure you had some sort of dream, and you remember sitting there on the porch crying to yourself or talking to a parent or a friend or whatever that is. You didn't get into medical school. You didn't get into dental school. You didn't get that job. You didn't get that girl or that guy. But that ends. You're not going to be that person anymore. You're not going to be that person who quits. Not in this little tiny ass niche. You're not going to be that person. You're not going to start and stop again, right? You're not going to start along the path and go, oh no, that's scary. I should never do that again. You're not going to send out marketing and go, oh no, that's scary. I didn't get a deal. I spent $3,000. I had to put half of it on a credit card. I guess I'll never be a land investor. You're not doing that anymore. You're not going to allow yourself to look yourself in the freaking mirror and go, I'm not doing the thing that scares me. It has nothing to do with the nuts and bolts. It has nothing to do with investor reporting. It has nothing to do with banking terms. It has nothing to do with any of that shit. It has to do with the promise to yourself looking in the mirror. Promise to yourself that you're not going to play fucking small ball. That you're going to be worried about what ifs or who coulds or what if you fail? Who gives a shit? Tired of playing small ball. I will not play small ball. I will not allow my inadequacies to hobble my abilities. Again, I will not allow my inadequacies to hobble my abilities. Talk to that funder, right? Talk to that bank. Make that offer. Talk to those lenders. Talk to the county judge. Holy shit. Some of y'all need to actually have a real life, in person, face to face, shake their hand, look people in the eyes. You want to set yourself apart in this business? Do that. Everybody wants to send fucking emails. Meet somebody face to face. Have the guts to stand there and take it. The trade-off is the most important thing ever. It's self-belief. It's the thing that no one can take from you. I don't have much self-belief in anything anymore, right? Like, I suck at a myriad of things. But the self-belief in myself as far as being able to source, fund, run deals will never go away. The self-belief that I can talk to those guys, right? Just like the football guys, the guys that went to Wharton, the guys that went to Harvard, the really rich guys, the gatekeepers when it comes to actual money. Oh boy. I may get my ass handed to me on specifics and things like this, but when it comes down to the nitty gritty of getting shit done, I got their ass in spades. Been thinking about this for quite some time, if you haven't noticed. Really, really hope and wish for every single one of you to find that thing and that belief in yourself. Because you can't take that from me now. I do not care. You can BK me, you can whatever. I'm not scared anymore. I will not quit on me and my dream and my goals. Will it take me longer than most? Probably. I'm not nearly as smart. I'm not as good looking. I'm not as talented as you. Believe me. I don't have the connections that many of you do. But I'm not fucking scared. To be honest with you, I used to believe that the people that were doing better than me were better than me. And we all fall trapped to that. It is not true in the least. It's the people that have the guts to keep going when it gets hard. When you can sleep at night, knowing that you did the extra stuff that no one cares about, but you're the one that went to the water board meeting. You're the one that made sure all the fencing was put in correctly. You're the one that made sure all of the county commissioners had the variance, all the engineering, all of it. When you put it on in the work, no one can take that from you. When you put in the work and believe in yourself, that's when you finally get that kind of stick-to-itiveness, that kind of belief in yourself. When you strike out three times, you're swinging just as hard on the fourth. When you get knocked silly on the practice field, right? And you get up again. That's what's lacking in this industry. It's guts. Bring the guts, bring the belief, throw in some skill set. I guess the perfect word is grit. Yeah, you're not going to sleep at night. You're going to worry about things that you have no control over. You're going to worry about things that you do have control over. Oh, well, don't freaking quit. Have a wonderful day.